Burt Show.
If you guys listening know anybody in like their mid-20s that's funny and single, preferably female, and you think that they'd be really great on the radio, can you send me their name? Because apparently Abby's dying this year. The internet is telling Abby she's dying this year at 27 years old, so I'd like to get ahead of this.
Really, the internet's just doing you a favor, so you don't have to go through a long process without a 27-year-old on here going, I'm single, what do I do? So
you're worried about her love life, and I'm over here worried about the show.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm not worried about her love life, I'm worried about the show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm worried about Abby.
It was just Cassie.
It's just business.
Like, we know, not worried about the fact that she says that she's going to die, but that's what the internet has been telling me for the last couple of weeks ever since I mentioned that I have a 27th birthday coming up. And y'all already know this about me, that I'm a catastrophizer. Like, I have just an unreal amount of anxiety coursing through my veins. And there had already have already been two times in my life where I legitimately thought I was going to die. And so 27 is about to be the third time. The first time was when I was a sophomore in high school or in college, and I had all of this random anxiety to where my chest was tightening up. I couldn't breathe. I was waking up in the middle of the night. I had irregular heart palpitations. And so I went to the hospital because I'm like, I think I'm dying. And they're like, you're fine. It's anxiety. You're not dying. And then the second time was when I had graduated college and the same thing happened. And I had so much anxiety that I thought I was going to literally die. I kept seeing the number 23. I was turning 23 and I was like, this must be a sign. This is a sign that the angels are trying to give me a heads up that I'm going to die young. Turns out I didn't die. So that's great. And now we're at 20.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. She's still here. And now 27's coming up and I have done such a good job at regulating my cortisol levels.
At staying alive
and not doing anything stupid, like walking into oncoming traffic when I'm having a bad day. Or I've done a really good job of trying to manage like the anxiety that I can't control, which is like my elevated cortisol levels.
Sidebar real quick. How does one do that?
But what?
Like regulate your cortisol levels if you're having like anxiety? I think many would benefit from that.
So If I can tell, it's a long process. Like for me, if I'm having a day where I can just tell that my cortisol is like through the roof, there's really nothing I can do except for stop drinking caffeine. So like I'm drinking tea this morning, which I've been doing for like the last week. There's certain foods that can trigger cortisol, like gluten for me, sugar is a big one. So basically just like eating like a caveman, like just really natural things.
And did you learn this on your own or you learned this from a doctor?
I learned this from the TikTok. It's been doing pretty good. Ashwagandha's really good. Uh-huh. So I have a supplement that stifles my cortisol levels. That's been really, really helpful. And it's helped me stay somewhat sane on the days that I don't drink coffee.
Interesting.
And then there's also a trick if you're in the midst of a anxiety attack or a panic attack, and that's focusing on all your senses. So if you're sitting there and you're actively having an anxiety attack, what I would do and what I was told to do is you focus on your eyes. So you focus on one thing and you focus on that, and then you focus on a sound and you hear something and you just focus on that sound. And then you touch something and you focus on how that feels. And if you focus your senses like on one thing, it kind of brings you back to center.
Okay.
Yeah. But sometimes there's things that you can't control, like when you're sitting 3 feet from Usher. there's no regulating your cortisol. I was really looking at the alcohol in front of me and going, I should take that, but I know it's just going to make it worse.
Okay, because that's what worked for me yesterday.
Yeah, Abby was so nervous, she would not sip that drink at all.
It was Dom Perignon, and I would not drink it. I was so nervous.
And anyway, by the way, most glasses empty.
It was empty within like 2 minutes of it.
I think you were taking sips out of Buster's glass. So I kept getting these random DMs where people are like, oh my gosh, happy early birthday. Welcome to the 27 Club. Happy early birthday. Welcome to the 27 Club. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. 27 Club is like such a sweet little like saying for people who are turning 27. And then I got another DM where it said the same thing, where it was like, hey, you know about the 27 Club thing, right? And I'm like, I don't know, is there a meaning? Like, do I got to pay dues when I turn 27? Is this like another insurance I have to start paying? And this person who listens to the show said, no, it's like this urban myth that people in the entertainment industry pass away when they turn 27.
They didn't even have to share that information.
Well,
right.
I didn't know. I didn't.
No, not you. I'm talking about them to you.
Oh, yeah. They could have kept this to themselves.
Yeah, why would...
Why in the world would you do that?
Why would I need to know that?
There have been a lot of things sent to me with good intentions that I'm like, why would you say that to me?
Yeah, no, that there's some things that you just need to keep to yourself. Yeah.
These are the same people that when you tell them that you're getting married, they're like, oh, that's great. But man, I know three couples that got divorced last week.
Right.
Or, hey, I'm having a baby. Oh, man, I know a couple right now that is having the toughest time with their three-year-old.
Oh.
Like, let me have it. Can I please just shine?
Even just small things. Like, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to travel to Bali. Oh, yeah, we went to Bali, and I got so many mosquito bites and ended up with malaria.
Yeah.
Like, they crap on everything.
Mm-hmm. Did they give you a list of celebrities that are 27 that didn't make it?
Oh, yeah. There's Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison, who I don't know. So some of these
are... The Doors?
Yes.
The Doors?
Like, oh, honey, we got to talk. That's another conversation for another time.
Kurt Cobain's also part of the 27 Club. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I know the name.
You know what they have in common that you don't? Massive amounts of drugs. Massive amounts of drugs and alcohol.
I don't know. She's on that Ashwagandha stuff. She's taking shrooms over here, okay?
Yeah, I would definitely take a little bit less of that. I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, so if my anxiety wasn't already bad before, it's going to be bad for the next year.
The Burt Show.